Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Agents from the County Drug Task Force, along with sheriff's deputies, served a search warrant at a property in the 4900 block of Wiregrass Ridge Road in Fieldbrook on Wednesday after receiving complaints from neighbors about a possible large marijuana grow. Deputies initially contacted 35-year-old Tara Pratts, who refused to disclose something hidden in her hand and struggled violently with deputies before being restrained and arrested. Deputies found Tara Pratts in possession of approximately 29 grams of methamphetamine. Deputies also had to struggle with 40-year-old Timothy Pratts after entering the residence, and he was arrested as he confronted deputies on the porch. A search of the property turned up more than 500 growing plants inside the residence and in greenhouses, along with $2,200 in cash and 40 pounds of processed bud. Both Pratts were booked on numerous charges, and child welfare services were called in to care for the Pratts' 5-month-old baby and a 13-year-old teenager who were in the residence. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of an armed robbery and assault in the 2700 block of Eel River Drive in Lolita Wednesday evening. When deputies arrived on scene, they met with the 57-year-old male victim who said that he had arranged to meet the two male suspects at their residence in order to sell them prescription drugs. However, when he arrived, the men were wielding a shotgun and a baseball bat and began to verbally and physically threaten him. The victim managed to jump out of a window and call 911, while the suspects stole the victim's truck and fled the scene. The victim described the suspects as two dark-skinned males, one shorter than the other. The stolen truck is a red Nissan with California license plate number 8X00644. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. In May, the Eureka Police Department issued a press release asking for the public's help in locating 64-year-old Eureka resident Raymond Anderson, who was last seen in Redding leaving on a return trip to Eureka. Anderson drove a blue 4-door Chevy sedan, and on Wednesday evening, the California Highway Patrol was notified by a Caltrans worker that a car matching that description had been found in very heavy brush several hundred feet down an embankment off Highway 299 near the Trinity River in Trinity County, with skeletal remains nearby. Eureka police believe that there is a very strong possibility that the remains belong to Anderson, who was reported missing on May 28th. The process of identifying the remains will take some time before a positive ID can be made, and the Trinity County Sheriff's Office is handling the investigation. The Arcata Police Department received a call on Tuesday afternoon from a resident who lives in the 2200 block of Alliance Road, and that resident reported that he was in possession of an old military artillery round that needed to be disposed. The sheriff's bomb squad was called in to assist, and Alliance Road was partially closed to vehicle and foot traffic while the artillery shell was removed and later destroyed of safely. There were no injuries, and Alliance Road was reopened after the area was secured. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff's detectives are continuing their investigation into an attempted murder incident that happened in Dinsmore in early June. One victim, a 55-year-old man who had been beaten, has been released from the hospital, but a 27-year-old woman who had been shot remains in the hospital. Detectives are currently at the hospital interviewing the victim in the hopes of gaining any information that may lead to the identity of at least two suspects. Anyone with information about the attack or the suspects is asked to contact the sheriff's office. 18 Caltrans employees were honored at the 32nd Annual State Service Award Ceremony at the Red Lion Hotel in Eureka on Wednesday night. The honorees were recognized for completing 25 and 30 years of state service. They also received a certificate of recognition from Senator Noreen Evans and Assemblymember Wesley Chesbrough. Caltrans District 1 Director Charlie Fielder said in a statement, and I quote, "It is with great pride that we honor this year's State Service Award recipients for their years of hard work and dedication to the great state of California," end quote. And the City of Fortuna will be selling exceptional quality Class A compost this Saturday at 180 Dinsmore Drive. Compost can be used as a soil amendment for your property or residence. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.